True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, the Blazers won last night.
They made it a little scary. Speaking of spooky Halloween.
The refs were not helping the situation. I am not a referee guy. I don't like to lean on it, but
49 free throws is egregious.
49 free throws is egregious, and I know we sit here and, you know, we can laugh about this for a moment before we dive into the game, about, you know, there are different rules for different players. I was not aware that there was the Kyle Filipowski rule for the Utah Jazz the same way that other people get it. I just used him as an example.
Yeah, no.
But Markkanen had 12 attempts.
Keontae George had 15.
He went 100%. Good for him. But yeah, I don't like to be bang on the referee guy, but
they had a bad night last night.
The only time I'm bang on the referee guy is when you're taken away from, like, my viewing pleasure.
Yeah, I mean,
I notice you, I'm out.
It was a bit of a ref show last night. The thing that bothered me wasn't that it was so lopsided. I mean, that did bother me a little bit, but it was the inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I saw like probably a half dozen brush fouls, and meanwhile I'm seeing other guys getting the living crap smacked out of them. Like, Shaden got his head taken off once, and it was like, bro.
I mean, Denny basically got tackled to the ground.
Yeah, and they're like, no, he was vertical, and I'm like, no, he wasn't. He jumped into him, knocked him to the ground, and yeah. Denny just laid on the ground with his hands up like, are you kidding me? Now, credit to Walker Kessler. Walker Kessler's a dude, man. He's damn good.
That was one of my favorite parts about watching the Jazz game last night. I was like, man, look at all these guys where I know where they went to school.
Yeah.
My buddy, one of my good buddies and I, we play that game all the time. You'll just look at somebody and be like, Lowry Markkanen? And be like, bro, Arizona. Come on.
Walker Kessler, Auburn. You know, that Auburn team with him and Jabari Smith Jr., man, that was pretty damn good.
We love to play that game, and Utah is a really fun one for that game.
Yeah, the Ace Bailey Rutgers, you know what I mean? Like, Rutgers?
But we'll know that because, you know, he's a top 10 pick. Yeah. You know, we'll know that. Two guys out of Rutgers that year.
Cody Williams?
For the first time ever.
Cody Williams? I don't know.
Cody Williams went to...
They put a lot of pros out in the NBA in the last 5 years.
Colorado. That's right.
Him, Jabari, Tristan Da Silva, Bufkin. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of guys that have Bufkin. Come out of there.
Yeah, I know. I watch a lot of Colorado basketball. I should have known that because
I
watch Pac-12 basketball.
Yeah, they got a lot of dudes.
I still watch Pac-12 basketball. Yeah. But one thing that I thought was really nice, obviously from last night, Shane got it going. Denny is really good. But I think the biggest thing, and I think anybody that watched that game can take away from it, is that Jrue Holiday is. Thanks for being a Blazer, bud.
Really good.
Yeah, thanks for being a Blazer.
Look, I know everybody gets mad at me when I toot my horn. Toot, toot.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's exactly what this team needs, especially down the stretch. You know, I don't need him to go off for 27 every night. But
he can be.
And being that calm, cool down the stretch, he's like, inbounds the ball to me. Don't worry. I will make free throws. Everything is going to be fine. And that's just such a breath of fresh air, especially for... You know, young teams like this one that, you know, you expect to struggle from time to time. This is a game that I think the Blazers last year lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
The steadiness of Denny, Jrue, and Jeremy is huge for this team right now.
The shock factor for me of any NBA team losing when they're up by 20 is gone. Mm-hmm.
Because
it's a game of runs.
Everybody says, oh, it can't happen. Did you see what the Nuggets did last night? They came out in the second half and they went on a 29-2 run against the Pelicans and erased them.
Yeah, it just kind of happens. I mean, it pissed me off when I first started watching it because I was like, what? How is this possible?
Guys,
is this
just an better thing? They're just better at offense now.
Yeah, and so now I'm kind of used to it. So I wasn't necessarily concerned about losing that 20-point lead that the Blazers had last night, but it's how you close it out. Because I'll double down on this team loses that game last year.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the veteran presence of Drew Holiday and, you know, another year for Denny, another year for Tumani. You know, Donovan Clingan doesn't have the best stat sheet from last night, but he was effective. He was disruptive at times. Like, I was happy to see that.
You felt his presence.
Felt his presence.
That's the thing, is three blocks. Like, he controlled the paint. Again, the fouls kind of, I think, limited some of their physicality. But what the Blazers did last night, you saw a recipe for success yet again. We talk about identity so much on this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're out yesterday, I kind of ran down the stats. They are the number one team in the NBA at turning teams over, and they forced the Jazz and another team five straight games of forcing opponents into 20-plus turnovers.
That's amazing.
They have a turnover rate of over 22%, and they're getting in transition. They took 55 threes. 55 threes. They went. If I told you on any given night, the Blazers—
I hate it, if I'm being honest.
It didn't feel like they were taking that many because there's so many possessions. They got 96 shots up. Now, more than 50% of their shots came from three. But think about this. The Blazers' recipe for success is they take 96 shots, the Jazz take 84. They take 27 free throws, which on most normal nights, that's a good night. But the problem is the Jazz go plus 22 from the line in attempts.
And so, you're already at 25, 27, whatever it was last night. That's not bad. That's your average. But if someone's putting 22 more on you, that's the 20-point lead right there.
That's the, legitimately, that's the lead. That's the difference because they go 41 of 49. So they shoot 84% from the line on 49 attempts. That's great. But the Blazers shoot 48% from the field, 38% from three, 85% from the free throw line. So you almost go 50-40-90, and you get a high volume of threes, you get a high volume of free throws, you turn the other team over 20 times. Like, that's the recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
That's, if you want to know what this identity is, it's force turnovers, get out and run, get more shots up, get more threes up. They are playing a math problem, but from a different angle.
Yeah, my only concern sometimes, and this is, I'm definitely nitpicking here on somebody like Denny Avdija, is I love when he drives to the basket, create that contact, you know,
mm-hmm.
create that disruption, that fast pace that we keep talking about.
Yeah.
This team's been playing with this year. I get squirmy when he shoots the ball. And I don't know if that's just an early season thing for me or not really fair, but I get a little squirmy when he shoots the ball. I like that he creates. I don't necessarily love it when he finishes not at the hoop.
I mean, to start the season, now through five games, he's shooting 48% from the floor, 38% from three, and 81% from the line.
Oh, like, I'm not saying it's a stat thing by any means. For some reason, it's a visual thing.
It's an aesthetic thing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, I love him going through the paint and just being angry.
Because,
like,
he's just a truck going to the rim.
And we talked about this after the first two games, that the offense is clearly kind of designed for Denny to do that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very centric on that. That I want him to do that and kick it out to a Shaden to kind of take that shot. Let Tumani try to get going and take that shot, or Jeremy off the bench, etc. One of my other great takeaways from this game last night, and I don't know where you are on this, boy, I feel like we all made a ton of fun of the signing of Blake Wesley at the beginning of the year. It was like, Dame's out, so we need some like garbage point guard to fill out the roster. Boy, he's been fun to watch.
Blake Wesley matters.
He's been really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. He's Rusty over there is going to buy himself a Blake Wesley jersey.
Oh, dads everywhere are getting Blake Wesley jerseys for Christmas. That is 100% a thing that's happening.
And he's been great, and I think that's, again, tying in with Drew, part of the great upgrade from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scoot, I don't want to blast Scoot because we still have another, you know, still have time to watch him develop and grow, and he's hurt right now. But with such a raw Scoot last year and an Anthony Simons, you're kind of missing that fluidity at point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is very much on display for this team. And that's my kind of basketball. Look, I'm the old school. My favorite basketball players outside of Reggie Miller are like John Stockton and Jay Kidd and Rajon Rondo. Yeah. Like, I love old school point guards.
I mean, which I'm Drew not, kind of fits into. Exactly. Now, he's not on the ball as much, but how he plays the game is very similar.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I am not, you know, I'm not a hater, but I was never like obsessed with Steve Nash. I was never obsessed with Steph Curry
Nash
because I was like, you guys are great scorers, but I want my point guard dishing it. You know, well, I mean, I want to distribute.
Nash,
it.
I mean,
I want Scottie Pippen. You know, if you're not a true point guard, I want you Scottie Pippen style.
Yeah.
Or like LeBron now. You know, I love LeBron now as a point guard because that I'm just the old school point guard. So when I watch Drew and even Wesley to an extent, that's why Caleb Love drives me nuts. But I loved him in college.
Look, Caleb Love's gonna get him up.
Ain't no shot he ever seen he didn't like.
Nope. Real quick, Tiago split it last night. I loved what he did with a couple adjustments. Chris Murray's sick. Matisse gets hurt. Hurts his thumb. We haven't got an update on it yet, but Matisse was shaking.
Shaden's kind of limping around.
Yep. But early in the game, he made a change, and he went with a Shaden-centric group that did not have another ball handler slash score. It was him, two, Blake, Wop, and it was Matisse, then Roops. If Shaden doesn't score, nobody scores.
Right.
And so what, this is the thing we've been talking about with Shaden, elevating him in the pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
You're the guy. Go do the thing. And when he was that's when he started hitting those threes. He started like, oh, I know where I fit in this. I'm at the top of the pole. I'm at the top of the pecking order. If I look around and I go, look, these guys are here to support me right now. And it simplified his process.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, boom, like the comfort level. I didn't even care if the ball went in. It was how comfortable and consistent he was taking his shots when he needed to, where he needed to. The flow and the rhythm for him was fantastic.
And I live in the world with Rust a little bit that this is why we like him in that main rotation and not being the main scorer, because if he's not on, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. To where I have more faith that Jeremy Grant's going to be on. I know that's where you and I differ a lot on this. But maybe that's what Tiago's testing out. Maybe he's saying, you know what? I do think this is the right move of keeping you and not having you be the focal point of the score. But where are you if you need to be the focal point of a score? Because, dude, if you're in shooting woes and you're a shooter, what's the best way to get out of it? Keep shooting.
Keep shooting. And if be you in put a spot in where you know you're going to get your shots because they're dependent on you to get your shots.
Self-inflicted pressure.
Yeah.
And I thought Shaden was really good at it last night. I hope his ankle is fine.
But sounds like he's okay.
But if he sits out tomorrow, which could happen, which would be a bummer because I'd love to see this team at full strength against Jokic. But if he sits out tomorrow, you're probably going to get your wish. You know, Jeremy will be in the starting lineup.
I wonder how they handle
just
that.
Just to see how that looks.
I wonder how they handle that. Do they keep Jeremy on the bench because Shea's only out for a game or so?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean? It's something minor. And so if Chris is back healthy, Chris ends up starting and then Jeremy comes in for Chris or,
yeah,
you know, however that ends up working. That
or do you go really weird and you could go big, you know, throw Duop in there with Kling. I don't know. I think you with Shaden out, I think against a team like the Nuggets tomorrow, you could get into some weird rotational thoughts if you wanted to. Look,
and
five games in the season.
And honestly,
why not?
It would be interesting to see what Tiago does. The other one was Tiago, you know, the Blazers were in their first, you know, real crunch time situation. Up three, playing defense. Tiago Splitter chooses to foul.
Mm-hmm.
Foul up three, under two to go. And I was
which I hate, but I'll give you respect for doing it.
It was, let me put this in the notebook. Mm-hmm. Let me put this in the notebook. This is what you did in this situation. Do you continue to do this? Do teams start anticipating this? Do you change this up depending on who you're playing? Mm. But it was a first like real, like, this is a there was two things last night. One, that Shaden rotation. Two, Tiago fouling up three. Those are the first two like flashing lights of this is Tiago Splitter.
Yeah. Starting to put his own stamp.
This is what he did in this situation.
And it's almost like his own analytics.
I mean, every coach has. Yeah. What's funny is Tiago has continued to make challenges in the first half, just like Chauncey has, which I know has irritated a lot of people. But it was like, oh, it's Chauncey's thing. It's like, no, it's a coach thing. It's a feel thing. And you know, some teams operate with very rigid with their rules of challenges. Mm-hmm. Some of them kind of baseball manager of like,
yeah,
you know what? That's my guy. He's real emotional about that. Sure, we should probably keep that. But I'm going to back my guy right here.
Yeah, I also thought Tiago being a lot more vocal at the end of the game was a nice breath of fresh air.
Because
I
feel like Chauncey
sometimes at the end of the game just kind of shuts up and lets people play, to where I am very much more of a Tiago yapping.
I mean,
kind of talking to people about what's going
against
on.
Against Golden State, he did the same thing. When Golden State went to that zone, he was pointing and kind of miming everything that he wanted them to do and to change the attacks that they were doing. And he's very much a talker right there, which is kind of funny because when you talk to Tiago, he just talks like this and doesn't give you really anything. But no, there was Tiago putting, he wasn't stamping passports, but you know, he's rubber stamping some things last night of what we could get out of that. So those are in the notebook of like, okay, I got that here for you. Let's see what this looks like later.
Good little win last night. That probably wouldn't have happened last year. So that's a nice thing to build your season on. They'll take on the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. We might get in a little bit of chatter on that, although it's a football Friday, so we'll see. Going into a nice Halloween game. If you're going to the game, good on you. That'll be fun.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.